There was a book that came out a number of years ago and was on the New York Times bestseller list called Made to Stick. It was written by Chip and Dan Heath. And this book became for many a textbook on how to do presentations and marketing. Made to Stick, the subtitle of the book is Why Some Ideas Survive and Others Die. It was about how to make a message that you want to convey or an idea sticky. And the book spells out what sticky idea is, and that's an idea not that just that someone understands and takes in, but will remember and will take with them for a very, very long time. If you think of any jingles that you can think of from back in the 80s or the 70s, or some of you may go back a little further than that, those ideas are sticky. They stay with you. And this book has been used by people in all kinds of fields to inform how you try and convey a message. And preachers have not been outside of that group. And I use this book a lot in my work as a communicator because it helps us to understand what the core ingredients are to communicating well, not just so someone hears you and understands you, but so that the message can sink in and can travel with a person. Now, this book, the authors identify the greatest obstacle to making an idea sticky, and that is what they call the curse of knowledge. The curse of knowledge does not mean that we shouldn't know things. It doesn't condemn education. It doesn't mean that we should not be knowledgeable in our field. But what it means is when we bring all of our jargon and our complexity and our knowledge to try and communicate, the message can get lost. If I stood up here and preached each week and talked about epistemology, etymology, and all the different theological terms that I had to learn so well in seminary, I would become very familiar with the tops of your heads as people would perhaps nod forward. The curse of knowledge becomes an obstacle because we bring all of the heady stuff with us and it prevents people from really getting at the core of what we're trying to say. And so the book really keeps bringing the reader to one word, and that is simple. Simple. The key to communicating well is to find the common denominator, to find the simple, even in a complex concept or message, and to make it easily understood, easily remembered. My sermon title is not just instructions for the preacher today. As I stand up here, of course, I need to remember to keep it simple. But it's the entirety of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The entire message of Jesus Christ from Christmas, from Advent to Christmas to Lent to Easter is constantly about finding the common denominator in life so that people who are so held back by the complexity of our curse of knowledge so that we can experience God despite our differences, despite what we know, despite what we don't know, despite our limitations, our handicaps, and all that we bring to the table, God loved us in the most simple of form. The Advent story, we focus on the word Emmanuel in Hebrew, God with us. Jesus Christ came in the form of a baby in the simplest of terms. And constantly Jesus is trying to bring the heady, knowledgeable people around him to say that if you want to understand the kingdom of God, you have to leave this up here and come down to this, which is simple. Jesus says the very famous words, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden. Take up my yoke, for my burden is easy. My burden is light." I've wrestled with this passage so many times in my life because the reality is following Jesus, trying to be a Christian in this world, trying to minister to people in many ways is not easy work. The message that we have often is offensive to people. It is not vogue. It is not relevant. It is not easy to do. And so often the gospel of Jesus Christ is cast aside. How in the world can Jesus say, take on my yoke because it's light and it's easy? think Jesus is talking to those around him, the knowledgeable, the wise, and is saying, set aside your curse of knowledge, what you think you know about God. All the laws and all the rules, all the vestments, all the bells and smells, set it aside, because if you want to know the kingdom of God, Jesus so often would grab what? A child. We grab a child, an offensive action to priests and people who had been trained in the Jewish tradition. Jesus brought a child who had no training, no education, no qualifications, brought it in their midst and said, if you really want to know God, this is where it is, folks. In the passage, Jesus says, thank you, God. Thank you for hiding these things from the knowledgeable and the wise and revealing these things to infants. Another passage I continue to wrestle with. Why would Jesus be thankful that the love of God is hidden from people? And I think what Jesus is saying is that God is always true to God's being. And that is that God's saving words are easily consumable by people who cannot speak. God's love and God's words for people are easily understood for people who do not have an education, for people who cannot read, for people who cannot advocate for themselves. Jesus is thanking God that the love of God does not require any degrees or any prerequisites. Jesus' teaching, even though he was knowledgeable and could read the Hebrew, Jesus spoke Aramaic, by the way, but he was knowledgeable. He could read in the traditional Hebrew. He knew the teachings of the temple, but Jesus' teachings were often like that of a farmer. He talked about seed and a field. He talked about a woman and a coin. He talked about a father and a son. He talked about a good neighbor from the plates of Samaria. Jesus' entire ministry was trying to make the complex reality of God's being. I mean, there really, folks, there is nothing more complex in this world than trying to understand the nature of God. Am I right? Anytime I try and think about the universe, my heart gets a little fast and my chest becomes heavy because my mind cannot fully contemplate the cosmos and everything in it and why it was created and why I'm here. Jesus was taking the most complex reality in the entire world and was constantly making it relevant by his presence and by his love with people. Jesus' ministry was about keeping it simple. Keeping it relevant. It is when we come to the table to understand God with all of our expansive concepts that we lose the essence of who Jesus was. Jesus was and Jesus is God with us. And that means that God wasn't just with us then, or that God wasn't just with those people, that God is with us no matter what we are going through, no matter what limitations we have in our lives. Jesus brings it to a common denominator. In the next several weeks, Pastor Brenda and I, different times, will be preaching a sermon series called Simple. We'll be inviting the children to stay with us in worship. And we will be looking at how Jesus told the story of the gospel in very simple terms, in parables. When we first looked at this, we thought about calling the series Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Sunday School. I realized, A, not everyone went to Sunday school, and B, it doesn't fit well on the marquee outside. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is simple. The work and the load and the yoke of Jesus Christ is simple. And that is to love God, to love one another. It is not easy on our own right. It is actually almost impossible on our own right. But if we return to the table, this table is where Jesus took the most common elements in the lives of the disciples, things that they would ingest three times a day, or maybe, I don't know, five times a day in their culture. but bread and wine. Jesus said, this is who I am for you. This is who I am, a gift, something that you can ingest in your lives, something that nourishes you. In the coming weeks, I invite you to come and to set aside your curse of knowledge. Come with a childlike heart. And today, as we come to this table, I invite you to come and receive the gifts that Christ gives to you and gives to the person next to you and offers to the person outside of these walls. Thanks be to God who came into this world simply and humbly and calls us to live in the same way. Amen.